Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Oh, just like a baby child.
Union.
This is Keith Lockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Don't you wanna dance? Say you wanna dance. Don't you wanna dance? Dance. Don't you wanna dance?
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:20 here on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, usually on the air around 4 o'clock, but someone messed up the board so badly, it took me a while to figure out how to get back to what I needed to do to get my show on the road. But anyway, from now until 5 a.m., going to be talking sports here. And if you want to get involved in conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be right back. Okay, 4:22 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm Donnelly Brown, another edition this Sunday, October 9th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Like I said, if you just tuned in wondering where I was, I'm trying to get the board operative. Anyway, we're here, we're up, we're running, and let's get right into Major League Baseball. The playoffs are underway. Yesterday, the Dodgers and the Nationals were postponed because of rain. Hurricane Matthew was doing a job up and down the East Coast, and that game got rained out. But in the other game, out there in Chicago, where there was no rain, as far as I know, the Cubs defeated the Giants 5-2, and the Cubs lead that series 2-0. And I got to look it up. I don't have all my notes. I don't know who's leading whom in the Dodgers Nationals. So I think the Dodgers are up 1-0. I think Kershaw won. So the Dodgers are up in the first game against the Nationals. In the American League, the Rangers and the Blue Jays play today. The Jays lead that series 2-0. And bad news for Boston fans, Cleveland and Red Sox scheduled today. Supposed to be some rain here in the area today. I don't know if it's going to clear out in time for the game. I don't even know if it's a day game or a night game. I need to look that stuff up. Spent so much time getting the board operative that I didn't get my normal chance to do my lead-in stuff. But anyway, Cleveland leads that series 2-0. Game 3 is scheduled for here in Boston today or tonight. It's a backs against the wall for the Red Sox. You got to win 3 in a row, but you win them one at a time. So we'll see what they can do. You know, I was hoping, thinking that they would at least come out of Cleveland with 1-1, and that didn't happen. So down 2, and Porcello and Price just didn't give us enough. They put us in the hole right off the bat early in the game, and playing from behind was just not with us. And matter of fact, not in the second game, we didn't even score a run. So no matter how well Price pitched that game, we weren't going to win unless we scored some runs. And so therefore, that's the way it goes. But hey, this is a good hitting team. Although after the 11-game win streak, the hitting was kind of spotty. The pitching was a lot better than the hitting was. And they lost some close games that they might have won otherwise if they'd could get their bats on the ball again. But the hitting, which carried them most of the year, especially when the pitching, we had problems with starting pitching. We had problems later on in the year with relief pitching. Those both got turned around, and hitting was going really well as also. But near the end, like I said, we got swept in New York. And, of course, you know, Farrell was trying to rest some players, and that certainly was part of the equation. But here again, in this big series, the big guys, you know, you're looking for Pedroia, David Ortiz, Mookie Betts, etc., to come through, and they have not as yet. Hanley Ramirez also. But anyway, we're still alive. We're breathing. And so we're breathing. We have a puncher's chance at, turning this thing around. I would not be surprised if we win at least the next two. Primarily because I think the bats are going to, come alive in Fenway. 426 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October the 9th, 2016 edition of Brown Perspective on Sport, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation from 4 when I can get it here with a board that's not all, really. I mean, everything that I use was off the board. And the thing that they had on the board, I just couldn't figure out how to, I never seen the board like this before. Why you want to have 4 phone lines on your board, I don't know. But anyway, and they had 4 microphones on the board. So, hey, maybe they had a lot of guests. There were a lot of chairs in the room here. So maybe they had guests and they were, were using them. But anyway, hey, if you destroy the board like that, put it back, But anyway, as a matter of fact, whoever was here, they didn't even log off. So I had to log them off to even get in here to start doing things. So anyway, it's 4:27. We talked a little bit about baseball. I haven't seen much of the other games. So, like I said, it's a surprise to me that the Blue Jays are up 2-0 over the Rangers. They went into Texas and did the same thing that actually we went into Cleveland. Cleveland did it to us, but the Rangers were at home. And now they've got the next 2 games in Toronto, at least the next game in Toronto. And if they don't win, that series is over. And at least the Red Sox are coming home. So we have a little edge on the Rangers. The Cubs 2 up over the Giants. That first game could have gone either way. The Cubbies pulled it out with a late inning home run. And I guess the Cubs are favored to win everything in the National League and maybe even in the World Series based upon having their best record. But like I said, I haven't seen any of the games in the playoffs, and so I really can't comment other than what little bit I picked up during the course of the season. The Dodgers over the Nationals, even though the Nationals had home field advantage, and I thought the Dodgers were probably going to pull that one out. Nationals have had some problems with their pitching, and so I was looking at the Dodgers in that one. But anyway, we'll see what happens as we move right along. 4:29 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And our phone number, if you want to have some sports conversation, is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. Be back.
right now, there are over 6 million unwanted dogs and cats in the United States. Most wind up in overcrowded pounds, where they spend their days in steel cages. If they're not claimed in a matter of days, many are destroyed, all because people don't have their pets spayed or neutered. There's an affordable spay and neuter program for dogs and cats. Call 800-321-PETS, 800-321-PETS, or visit friendsofanimals.org. A message from Friends of Animals.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 431 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Let's go to college football. On Friday night, Clemson pounded BC 56-10. And I hope all those people at Boston College who decided we're going to move out of the Big East and go to the SEC are happy with all the money they're getting, but they're not going to be winning too many games. SEC players, SEC teams and colleges, you know, generally recruit the best football players, some of the best football players out there, and people are going to have to think a while before they say, okay, I'm going to go to Boston College. That doesn't happen. Boston College is not known as a football power. They've had their good years with Doug Flutie and others, but I don't see anything happening in BC's football for quite a while, if ever. Okay, this is my perspective. You can give me a call if you're a BC fan and you think that you're going to turn this thing around in the SEC. Give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. And the board is so messed up, I didn't pull up my background music. Here we go. Okay, also on Friday, Boise State defeated New Mexico 49-21. Yesterday, Alabama defeated Arkansas 49-30. I think Alabama's defense is suspect. They've won some games primarily on the basis of their offense, but I think as they move further on in their schedule and play some other toughy teams, they may get knocked off the number one perch. Ohio State 38, Indiana 17. Michigan 78, Rutgers nothing. No wonder people hate the Harbaughs. Anyway, another game, Washington 70, Oregon 21. I don't know who the coach of Washington is, but at least the other team scored 3 touchdowns. Upset. Unranked Navy defeated number 6, Houston, 46-40. That was a barn burner. Texas A&M 45, Tennessee 38. That game went to overtime. Another upset. Florida State, ranked number 23, defeated Miami, ranked number 10, 20-19. Upset. Washington State, who was unranked, pounded Stanford, who was ranked number 15, 42-16. Upset. Virginia Tech, ranked number 25, defeated North Carolina, ranked number 17, 34-3. And Hurricane Matthew washed out the LSU versus Florida game. That was postponed. Another Oklahoma 45, Texas 40. Another upset. USC, who was unranked, defeated Colorado, ranked number 21. And they defeated them 21-17. And Utah 36 and Arizona 23. And that's it as far as the top 25 teams in college football concerned. 435 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, on this Sunday, October the 9th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. I won't mention the board again. But anyway, we're talking sports here. virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in some sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay. In the WNBA finals, the Sparks versus the Lynx, I believe they play tonight. And Lynx are defending champions, so I guess therefore you gotta figure, hop on the back of the Lynx. They're gonna probably do it all over again. Also in the NBA yesterday, I don't give preseason scores. Like I said, they're meaningless. The coaches are trying to figure out who they've got and who they can add and how they're going to work together. And so, therefore, that was typical of the Celtics game yesterday. They defeated the Hornets 104-86. But the only starter who started the game and played in the game was Jay Crowder. And They had Marcus Smart at they had Marcus Smart at point guard. They had Gerald Green at shooting guard. They had Jaylen Brown at power forward, and Jay Crowder, I believe, at small forward, and they had Tyler Zeller starting at center. In the game, Jordan Mickey had 16 points off the bench. He had 6 rebounds and 2 assists. Green got 13 points. Zeller got 14 points. Smart got 9 points. Brown got 4 points, but he got 3 rebounds and assists and 2 steals. And the other 4 starters did not play. Oh, Kelly Olynyk is still not clear to play. I believe he's due for a physical exam sometime this week. And see if he's able and cleared by the doctors to get back in there. The starting five is looking pretty good for the Celtics, if based on exhibition games. You figure you're playing Philadelphia, you're playing Charlotte, you're not against the Iron. And in the Charlotte game, the starting team looked really good. They just really destroyed Philadelphia's starting team. But when the bench came in, they weren't as coherent as the starters were, and Philadelphia came back and was able to win that one. But like I said, exhibition, you gotta take it with a grain of salt. You gotta go on and see what's gonna happen from here on in, and they'll probably, you know, get their rotations down a lot more as they get closer to the beginning of the season. But okay, so the first five looks pretty good. You've got Amir Johnson at center. You've got Horford playing power forward and center. You got Jay Crowder at small forward. And you've got Isaiah Thomas at point guard and Avery Bradley at shooting guard. And like I said, they seem to have gelled really well. From what all I can hear, it seems like Horford is just fit right in, like if he's been playing with the team for a long time. And that's good. But then you go to the bench. Terry Rozier has had a good summer league. And the question is he going to be able? How soon is he going to? I think he has all the potential to be a good backup point guard. How long is going to take him to be a smooth backup point guard with the people he's playing with? That's another story. Marcus Smart is also a backup point guard. But I believe he's going to be playing, probably starting at shooting guard. Gerald Green, you can play him at the small forward, I guess, if you want to. Olynyk at power forward when he comes back. And Zeller, the backup center. Jonas Jerebko is, I think he's going to have to up his game from last year and be more consistent with offense coming off the bench to get the playing time. Now, Jordan Mickey, this is probably his best game with the Celtics, although he played really well in NBADL and in the Summer League both years. Is he going to make that next step forward? Only time will tell. Brown's going to be good. He's not going to set any records, right? I don't think, starting off. But first of all, he's not going to get that much playing time. He'll get playing time. They're going to develop him. They're going to give him every chance to be the number one backup behind Crowder at the small forward. But anyway, and he's going to be battling with Gerald Green for probably playing time also. So the bench needs to be more consistent if they're going to be able to challenge the upper echelon teams. And they got to beat the lower level teams, teams at their level and maybe even lower, on a consistent basis, especially on the road. So right now, it looks like the Cavaliers, champions, are going to be right there. The Warriors are also, especially since they've added the rich got richer. The Spurs, the Bucks, the Clippers, Toronto, and Pacers. I haven't seen Portland probably in there. Lakers, I haven't seen enough of them or heard enough about them to determine how much they've improved, if they have improved. Probably a better overall cohesive team without Kobe dominating the ball. The Mavericks, haven't seen them or heard much about them. The Suns, yeah, you know, I don't think there's too many teams that we've left out. And the Celtics are also hoping that the Brooklyn Nets have another awful year because we have their first round pick again. And again and again. Okay, that's about it as far as NBA is concerned. Off the top of my head. And so we're going to take a little break. And then we are going to come back and look at the NFL. How about that, sports fans?
If a disease caused suffering, missed work days, even death, would it be real? Well, depression is real and affects over 19 million Americans. Fortunately, hope is real too, because science has developed effective treatments that can lead to recovery. For the real facts about depression, visit depressionisreal.org. Supported by many organizations, including the American Psychiatric Foundation, the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance, the National Medical Association, and the National Urban League.
And also brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. In the meantime, I was trying to get the rest of my equipment set up, and I still didn't pull out my sports stuff. So we'll have some more music, and then we'll get back into sports here on WMFO in Medford, a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, 4:50 here on WMFO in Medford, National Football League. Okay, there is a three-way tie for first place in my competition with my son, my grandson, and two friends, Bill and Kenny. I'm tied for first with Scott and Bill. We have 38 wins and 25 losses after the first 4 weeks. And Kyle and Kenny are at 34 and 29. I had my worst week last week. I went 6-9. And Bill had his best week last week. He went 11-4. Woo. And so he jumped right up in there. And I can't let my neighbor beat up on me. So therefore, I'm going to have to improve. Actually, we all gained the game. I think we all had the Cardinals in that game on Thursday night. And so therefore, I got my stuff all over the place here. Usually I get more organized. But I won't tell you my tale of woe. I already mentioned it enough, I guess. Yeah, the Cardinals were over the 49ers, and so we all had that one. And so, therefore, my picks for this week. Since my picks last week were as poor as the play of the Patriots, we must have been drinking Spike Gatorade. But Brady and Ninkovich are back, and I'm looking for a bounce-back week also. So, like I said, I had the Cardinals over the 49ers on Thursday night. And I didn't even know who the Cardinals' backup quarterback was. I got the Patriots over the Browns. The Browns' offense has improved with Pryor running the Wildcat. But with Brady back at the helm and the Patriots' defense hopefully recovering from the bad Gatorade. I look for a big bounce back win. And I don't think rust is going to be a problem as far as Brady being on the same page. With a full playbook in the running game, and hopefully a little more opportunity from Gronkowski and Bennett to do their thing from the tight end spot, it's going to be impossible, I believe, like I said at the beginning of the year, to keep everybody down. LeGarrette Blount is having that hip problem again. But White has been running really well and catching the ball out of the backfield. And we still have, Gaffney as a backup running back. So we'll see. Bolden is going to be out, I believe, because of a knee injury. And his best play, anyway, is in special teams. Other games. I got the Eagles over the Lions. I guess I've got to get on the Wentz bandwagon. I never heard of him until this season. The Eagles, went overboard to go out and get him. And so, therefore, he's doing a good job so far. Undefeated. You can't do much better than that. Undefeated, right? I got the Colts over the Bears. I still think that Indy needs a better defense to keep winning with the big boys. But, against the Bears, with or without Cutler, they should win. I got the Dolphins over the Titans, not only because of home field advantage. Both of these teams are in the middle of the pack, what I called earlier mediocre. I got the Ravens over Washington, but the Birds have been shaky all year. If Washington upset them in the battle of the D.C., Maryland area, and here again, that game may be in jeopardy because of the rain. Nationals game got rained out in baseball yesterday, but maybe the football players will slop through the mess anyway. But anyway, we'll see what happens with that one. I got the Texans over the Vikings. The Vikings can't be that good without two of their best players, can they? Everybody's saying how great the defense is. The defense has been doing well, and the offense hasn't been that bad either. But I'm taking the Texans, even without Watt. Steelers over the Jets, and this could be a pounding. Revis is not playing. When he's been playing, he hasn't been playing that well. And I think he has a hamstring injury. But anyway, the Steelers, who got pounded in their last game and have had a week to stew over it, I think they're going to be bouncing back. I got the Broncos or the Falcons. Paxton didn't look too bad last week, so I get Elway. Has put something positive in their Gatorade. And so I think the Broncos are having a problem with the Falcons, even though the Falcons had a big offensive game last week. I got the Cowboys over the Bengals. And Dak does it again. Did I hear somebody say Rookie of the Year? That was me. And before the Wentz circus got underway. But anyway, they're going to probably have, if the Cowboys keep winning under Dak, that when Romo is ready, Romo may not have a job. I got the Bills over the Rams. I'm not ready to kiss the Ryan brothers' rings yet, even though they pounded the Patriots last week. They don't have any rings. And I can't wait for our rematch, which is coming up with them in a couple of weeks. I got the Raiders over the Chargers. Still young, but an up-and-coming team. I think the Raiders are, just like I said, the beginning of the season. I got the Packers over the Giants. Eli's two MVP awards are starting to look as lucky as they actually were. I got the Bucks over the Panthers. They weren't playing well with Cam, and I don't think Jake DeLoma's ready to take over. So the Buccaneers pull an upset on Monday night. And the fact that I had such a miserable week last week and I'm still tied for first place is worthy of some self-patting on the back. But my arms aren't long enough. Okay, I do have Bill's picks for this week. What did I do with them? Hello, where are you? Oh, here we are. Okay, Bill got the Cardinals over the 49ers. He had the Patriots over the Browns, Eagles over the Lions, got the Colts over the Bears, got the Dolphins over the Titans, he got the Ravens over Washington, he got the Vikings over the Texans, that's where we disagree. He got the Steelers over the Jets, the the Broncos over the Falcons. You got the Bengals over the Cowboys. Another disagreement there. You got the Rams over the Bills. Another disagreement. Raiders over the Chargers. And Packers over the Giants. And you got the Bucks over the Panthers. So there. Okay, 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford. Abbreviated edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. I apologize for that. Hopefully, everybody will be back next week who knows how to keep the board in order. I invite you to stay tuned for another edition of Sounds of Praise. We are playing more new music, top hits of the year 2016, and local artists as well. You don't want to miss that. Some great music program for you there.